This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is caring for calves in cold weather. And a lot of this data was presented by Dr. Sarah Morrison from the Meinert Institute in New York State. And certainly the cold weather is coming here, Bill. It's getting closer to Christmas. And we know young calves are very vulnerable because, first of all, they have a very tight window. In other words, they need to expend energy if the temperature goes below 59 degrees Fahrenheit or over 82 degrees Fahrenheit. That's called the thermal neutral zone of animals, which means now we take energy to try to adjust the animal itself. We also are aware of morbidity. The birth weight of the calf are factors, serum IgG, temperature index, and thermal neutral index on the calf, and ventilation the calf is exposed to. Mortality, she discussed, include those same factors, but adding to that the amount of fat in the liquid diet being fed to the animal, and then the level of morbidity or sick calves. Mortality, basically, are calf death losses. That should be less than 2 to 3% on farms. The young calf is very vulnerable because she has 2% body weight as a brown fat, which is a source of energy, of course, very limited compared to older animals. They also don't have as much insulation. That lipid or fat will insulate these bodies a bit more. And the calf has a lot of surface area relative to its body weight, so it can lose weight or heat very, very quickly as well. Drying the calf off is important because it allows the hair then to kind of stand up. That gives another layer of insulation to the calf as well. And some farmers will use what we call a warming box, which is an enclosed area in which there's a heat lamp, and that maintains a higher temperature for the calf, but be sure we maintain no bacteria growth here as well. The real challenge our farmers face on the farm, of course, is going to be maintenance. If we get cold weather, that maintenance number goes up. For example, at 59 degrees Fahrenheit, we need 1.82 mcals of metabolizable energy. If it goes down to 32 degrees, now it goes up to 2.47, and it gets to be zero. And yes, I think some parts of the United States will see zero. That goes up to 3.3 mcals of metabolizable energy to this young calf. So certainly that's going to be a challenge. So the question is, how do we get that extra feed into these animals? And there's about three strategies. If we're feeding milk replacer, we can add a bit more solids or an extra feeding of milk replacer just to get more dry matter into these young calves. We can also add extra fat to that milk replacer. There are some winter calf milk replacers which will contain 25 to 30% fat, and that adds extra energy to the calf. Holstein milk on a dry matter base will be close to 30% lipid, so that's why feeding maybe Holstein milk or Jersey milk would be a consideration as well. Starter intake can be a factor, but remember, calves don't eat a lot of starter the first 2 weeks after birth. And of course, if they feed starter, you've got to have water there. And of course, if it's cold, guess what happens to your water bill? It freezes on the calf as well. And then a real deep bedding. So these young calves can snuggle down. Theoretically, the Wisconsin group says if you can see the legs of the calf lying down, you do not have enough bedding in there as well. So our take-home messages are, number one, be sure you monitor temperature, especially wind chill, if these calves are not protected from the wind. And then number two, make dietary adjustments in the feeding program to adjust for that high increase in maintenance cost and energy. Well, thanks. Completes the program for today. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will be among three agencies overseeing proposed efforts to reduce food loss and waste, and in turn, greenhouse gas emissions. And that according to a draft strategy released this past weekend. USDA Radio's Rod Bain tells us more.
The United Arab Emirates, site of the 28th United Nations Climate Change Conference, also announced at COP28 this past weekend a draft look at a proposed national strategy for reducing food loss and waste and recycling organics. The Agriculture Department, along with the Environmental Protection Agency and Food and Drug Administration, will oversee this effort, not just for food waste reduction, but climate mitigation as well. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, via press release, says this is another example of developing innovative solutions and using interagency coordination to address issues such as lowering food loss and waste and greenhouse emissions and recycling organics. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.